Okay, so today we're going to talk about infidelity. So as always, get a pen, piece of paper, and a pencil, because here we go. Okay, so think about it. We're all in relationships with someone, and at some point in our relationship, there will be issues. We may disagree, we want to do something different, we don't like what's going on. So what I'd like for you to do is think about what happens in those relationships. Specifically, how does infidelity begin? So, let me paint the picture for you. Think about how you and your significant other may be arguing, disagreeing, don't like each other, upset, for whatever reason. That creates what I call a wedge, and that wedge can be open and expanded when the other partner or one of you go outside of that relationship, that intimate relationship, and you allow others in. For example, you go to work and you start sharing information with one of your coworkers. They're learning things about you. They're learning what you like, what you don't like, when you're upset, when you're not upset. And you may not think too much of it other than you're sharing something with a friend. But there's that wedge. And you're allowing it to be open wider and wider. And when you open that wedge, you're actually allowing someone who is not your intimate partner in. You connect with them with the way you think. You connect with them when you're angry or sad. They're there to console you. They're there to provide comfort to you. And that may not always be the best thing for you to do. Because when you do that, you create an opportunity for someone else to come in and fill the void of your significant other. The way they do that is by doing small things, like bringing you coffee when they know that you usually get a coffee in the morning and you've got coffee one morning, or they're beating you to the punch. They figure, hey, you may be busy, not thinking about it, or I'm thinking about you. Let me give you a cup of coffee. It could be something as simple as, hey, let's go to lunch together. Don't worry, I'll pay for your lunch. Or it could be something as simple as, how are you feeling today? Is everything okay at home? Do you want to talk about it? When you do those things, you create an opportunity for you to connect with someone that is not your partner. You create an opportunity for you and that individual to have more of an intimate relationship, and sometimes more than what you have with your partner at home. Because let's face it, sometimes you have a partner at home that you may not like. You may not like at that time. You may be angry with. You may not want to talk to. You may ignore that person. And then, while you're doing that, around the corner, here comes an opportunity for you to have the type of relationship you want with someone who is not your partner. Another thing I want you to think about is what you do when you allow individuals sort of in your physical space. And what I mean by that is this. If you're finding that you're spending a lot of time not with the person that you are connected to, then that's a problem. You should think about what's really going on. If you're finding that you are spending just transactional time with your partner, you're talking to them about how to pay your bills, get paid, how to rear your children, how to run the household, how to take care of the things that you need to take care of so that your family can receive whatever they need. Those are transactional things. If you're finding that most of your time are just around those things, and then you're able to be yourself, you're able to express yourself, you're able to connect in other ways with people that are not your intimate partner, that are not the person that you committed your life to, that is a problem. those are ways that, you know, we find ourselves falling into a situation where there is infidelity. We start sharing information with someone else. We start connecting with them. We start doing subtle things like a hand on your shoulder, a hand to your hand, a hug, a look, saying things that you wouldn't normally say. I've been thinking about you this weekend. I hope everything's okay. Those are ways that infidelity begins. When you think of infidelity, it's not just about intercourse. It's not just about the sexual acts that may occur. You have to remember, sex occurs way before the act happens. We prime each other up. We get to know each other. We get closer to each other. We have those intimate conversations with one another that prepares us for the act of sex. You may start off by having lunch with someone, hanging out with someone, and then before you know it, you're on a business trip with them, and now you're having sex with them. You wonder how that happened. Well, that's because that was that wedge that was created. You may have confided in that individual, started telling them things that were going on at home that you didn't like. You may have been talking to them about your spouse, where you didn't like the things that he or she was doing. And all the while, the other individual was just listening, just taking it all in, thinking that they're being a sympathetic ear, a support to you. But at the same time, they're trying to be a support. They also were paying a lot of attention and learning you and knowing what you need. They may be having issues themselves at their own home. So naturally, you two may get together. It may not have started off that way. But if you create that wedge, it's almost an invitation to anyone that that's what you want. That's what you're okay with. You're fine with developing a relationship with someone else who's not your partner. So infidelity is not just sex. It's your ability to connect with someone. It's your ability to allow them into your own personal space. It's your ability to be yourself, laugh, joke, and feel free around someone that is not your partner. That's when you're developing a relationship that's intimate and ultimately could lead to sexual acts. If you take nothing from what we're talking about today, one thing I want you to always sort of remember is, who are you developing a relationship with? How are you developing that relationship? Is the relationship appropriate? I always ask the people that I am supporting in their journey whether or not they are developing relationships outside of their marriage, outside of their committed relationship. If they're fostering other relationships, and fostering could be confiding in someone. It could be supporting someone. It could be something as simple as every time you turn around, you're getting a text message from a coworker or from a friend telling you what's going on in their household, what they don't like. That's a relationship at that point. You may not have intended to develop it, but that's where it led to. And as easy as it leads to an inappropriate relationship, it can very easily lead to sexual acts. You can find yourself kissing an individual, having sex with them, going away with them. So be very, very careful. Think about it. What are your relationships? How are you developing them? How can you do things differently? How can you safeguard yourself, your family, so that you are not inviting folks into a relationship with you intimately? How can you redefine some of the relationships that you're having? take a look at the relationship you have at home with your partner to make sure that is the only intimate relationship you're having. That is the only individual that knows the good and the bad about you. That's the only individual that you feel safe and secure with confiding in and being vulnerable with. If you do that, you will have more control. And with that control, you'll be able to prevent yourself from falling into that trap of infidelity. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in to Conversations with a Black Male Therapist, and I'll see you soon.